Oh, wow. Look at you. With your cute little top. It's so baggy and so pink. And it looks so lovely on you. And you know, you've really come a long way since you've started your transformation. Your transformation from going from a boy to a sissy slut. You used to be so manly. And honestly, my friends thought you were kind of weird. And I was afraid to even bring you around them. But you look even more feminine now than ever before. And you even look more feminine than some of my friends. Your hair is longer. Your legs are shaved. Your nails are manicured. Your clothes are so feminine. And your makeup looks great. I remember when I first got you started putting on eyeliner. You used to be so bad at it. But now, you look great. You look so good. You're cleaned up for me. And you know, it makes me excited to see you looking so cute and so girly. But you know, there's one thing that we should still work on. It's an easy fix. And you look so good as a sissy boy. But your cock's still long. And quite frankly, your cock's also a little out of control. Let me provide you an example so you can get this more, what I'm trying to say. Like that one time I used your body as a footrest. And your cock got so hard and aroused. Your cock, it just started to spring up between your legs. Or that time, I told my friends, your cock couldn't please me or any woman one bit. And they just laughed. And you, your cock just got so hard from it. And my friend just laughed at you even harder as they watched your cock spring between your skirt, showing that embarrassing little bulb of yours. You see, a good sissy boy has his cock under control. You seem to have no real self-control. I know that you feel so at ease when you look like a whore. And you also get so turned on. But we really need to control your arousal. We need to control your cock. We don't need a boner peeking out your skirt, slut. Besides, a cock like yours isn't that much use anyways. What's the issue with restricting it just a little? You love relaxing when your body is completely restricted someone you love, relaxing even more. When your body is completely controlled by me. And you've endured this many times before, in trance. And you just remember how your mind seems to just slip away at the sound of my voice. When you put on those cute dresses, and you put on your shorts, or even when you put on a V-neck top, you just remember the blinking state of mind. You slowly slip in, just letting my voice control your body, and letting my voice control your actions. And since your cock isn't much use, I think it's best if we restrict it with a chastity cage. The cage will keep your horny little cock under my control, under my spell, and your cock will only be released when I want to release it. And you know, it feels so good to lose that control, to let me have the say in when you can take off the cage, because you don't want to think about it. You just want to wear it and to be a pretty face, a pretty sissy slut. It feels so good to release control. You don't want any real responsibility. You just want to be mindless, gagged, and in a cute little skirt. Your mind clearing up the moment you slip on that skirt, and you're horny. Little cock can just stay in its cage under your skirt, nice and hidden, and you just listen to me talk. You know it's the truth. You can't help but to just clear your mind and just have your masculinity slowly slipping away from you. As you watch your cock, nice and caged for me, and you slowly watch the process as it shrinks over time in your cage, feeling the leather padding, feeling the iron bar. It keeps your cock under control. It keeps you under control. Your mind completely melting into thoughtless arousal. And you just lose yourself in the sensation as you listen to my voice. Completely losing yourself to my control. Completely losing yourself into becoming a thoughtless, pretty-faced bimbo. Not wanting to have any thoughts appear and only worrying about looking pretty and feeling aroused. You love just relaxing for me. These are your only true fears. Not looking pretty. Not feeling sexy. But luckily, they're so easy to fix. It's so easy to get pretty tough. All you have to do is just wear pretty clothes, red lipstick, and a smile, and you're happy. It's that easy. Just turning your mind off, becoming so thoughtless, listening so easily to my command to give your thoughts to me, to give your mind to me. And I want you to gain some real self-control by keeping that useless cock of yours in that cage, because it's useless to you. It can't please me. It can't please another woman. And you're just so best suited to be a pretty, stupid, sissy, mindless. Your thoughts becoming slower and slower. And you just see them as more and more useless. Just be pretty. Just be stupid. Have your cock caged and keep yourself under control as you become a woman for me. Become a sissy. Become controlled. And you're just becoming so entranced by my voice, letting it take you deep. As you find yourself falling into trance, and you find your eyes just getting so heavy and so drowsy. The more I speak, it feels so good now to just lay down and to just feel yourself doze off, your body becoming overcome with a sense of extreme comfort as you let the gentle feeling of sleep completely overtake you. And now, as you slowly drift, you take a deep breath in and out, feeling yourself sink even more, breathing in and out, mindless, your thoughts becoming so slow, becoming so useless now, and you are so entranced by my voice, letting it take you deep as you find yourself just falling and relaxing into trance, your eyes heavier and heavier, your body more and more tired, so drowsy, so good to feel so mindless and so pretty, and your body becomes overcome with a sense of comfort, and you can only feel your cock becoming completely encaged. Real men can control themselves, but you aren't a real man, and you still find yourself completely imprisoned in this cage, so submissive before me, your thoughts disappearing with every passing moment. You just feel your mental energy getting weaker and weaker, and your masculinity completely slipping away and melting into the cheap plastic sissy that's left inside you. It's all that remains, a cheap plastic sissy is all you are, because you never were a man, were you? You can't please a woman, and you can't control your pathetic cock, so we have to change it to control it, training you like a horny, stupid animal, your cock completely encaged, your cock completely controlled, your body completely under my command. Just fall deeper and deeper into my spell, becoming more and more feminine every second as your cock starts shrinking and shrinking over time the longer you keep it in this cage, because you can't please a real woman and you're just becoming a flimsy little sissy. And at this point, it feels so natural for you, doesn't it, to become a cute little bitch and to dress in your cute little outfits, makeup, dresses, nail polish, a caged cock. Those aren't things a man wears, and you just have to face it. You aren't a man anymore, and you just don't even care. You're feminine, sissified, and you have a useless cock. You have no real control. The loss of your masculinity just makes you feel so natural and so relaxed, and your body just sinks into relaxation when you realize you have no real responsibility and no real control. You simply just let me make your decisions for you, letting me take you, and letting yourself just drop into a state of immense relaxation. Your cock caged, and you're just becoming more and more feminine. Your cock becoming so controlled, your cock becoming so useless. It just sits there under your skirt, caged, and you just can't resist. You just want to be a pretty face for me, putting on lipstick, painting your nails, having no real responsibility. so emasculated, like a little bitch. And when you wear this cock cage, your cock will get smaller and smaller every time. And when you look at it in the cage, it'll appear soft, small, shriveled, and controlled to feel the tight restriction of the chastity. You will only feel more and more aroused as you find yourself growing the desire to see just how small your cock can get. Every moment passed, every day you wear the cage, you want to track your progress, to see how feminine and how small you can become. Just let it control you, letting the desire fill your body, wanting to see how feminine you can get. Because you're lying to yourself when you tell yourself you're a real man, and you just want yourself to find the pure bliss that awaits you by serving me, by becoming so thoughtless, and most importantly, watching your cock shrink as you're slowly emasculated. Because you don't deserve control of your cock. And I know that you want to serve me, to follow my command. So you will wear that cage, your cock completely imprisoned, your body completely turned on. You're going to wear chastity and the arousal that fills your body will take you even deeper. Your cock getting smaller and smaller, and it pleases me so much to just take your manhood away from you. You slip so deep as your cock gets smaller and smaller in that cage of yours. You are no longer a man, and you're just transforming into a pathetic sissy boy with a small cock. That can never truly satisfy a woman with a cock that's completely caged and completely controlled. Your cock needs to be controlled. It needs to shrink for me. You act like such a horny animal. So you can obey me better. The sexual feelings completely building up, and your cock becoming smaller and smaller over time. And the longer you wear that cock cage, the more feminine you feel, knowing that you can wear all these dresses and not have that annoying boner popping out of them. That's right. Those annoying little boners won't be showing through. shrinking, just letting my voice guide you into a hypnotic bliss. You don't want to be a man. You just want to be a frilly, sissy slut with thoughts of lipstick, makeup, being a pretty face, and having a cage cock all making you so sissified, so emasculated with your cock becoming completely controlled. You can't resist, and you just let your body succumb to the transformation, becoming so relaxed. Once the suggestion of becoming a sissy sets in and marinates in your head, and you want to wear that cage, you want to be a sissy slut, it feels so natural, and it makes you feel so deep. You can't resist, and you just let your body succumb to the transformation, becoming so relaxed. Once the suggestion of becoming a sissy is made, your manhood shrinks physically, mentally, because being a careless girl makes you feel so relaxed. The feeling of losing all responsibility, losing all real control, and becoming so stupid, the feeling just becomes so right for you. Your mind and your body loving this liberation, the feminization, your manhood completely worthless, and your cock is caged. Your lips have lipstick on them, your body wearing a dress. A man wouldn't have any of this on, but you're not a man. Your body completely holding all this desire to become a sissy bitch. The wand so strong inside that you find your cock caged. Your legs shaved. Your hair long, looking more and more feminine and more silly by the day. And you just let the wand completely take you, making you sink so deep as your relaxation fills in your body, my voice entrancing you as you just feel yourself becoming so submissive to this desire to want to watch your cock caged and under my control, because you don't own your cock anymore. I own it now, and I will only unlock the cage when I deem it necessary. I might unlock it when it gets way too small to use, and it starts looking like a small, pathetic, clay. And you would like that, wouldn't you? To have your cock so small and so useless that it would just look like a clit between your legs. To wear a skirt over it. To look like a true sissy bitch. And to be completely feminized. Estrogen levels increasing every second. Your cock is caged, your breasts tendered, your body becoming more and more feminine. Such a slut. Makeup, dresses, a caged cock. You know those aren't things a man wears. And you just have to face it. You aren't a man anymore. And you don't care. Feminine, sissified, your cock is so useless. So emasculated, like a little bitch. And when you wear this cock cage, your cock will get smaller and smaller every time. When you look at it in the cage, it'll appear so soft, so small, and so shriveled to your eyes. And you were never a man, were you? You can't please a woman, and you can't control your pathetic cock. So we have to cage it to control it for you, training you like a horny animal. And you love every moment of it. So feminine and so controlled through your cage. You simply can't resist the urges to become so controlled and to become so feminine. So let all resistance go. And when you wake up, you'll desire so much to wear those cute skirts, to put on makeup, to paint your nails. And when you wake up, you will feel so happy and so feminine. And more importantly, you will want to wear your cage. Because you know, a good sissy slut wears a cage on her little cock to control it. Your skirt won't have any weird boners poking out of it any longer. Because you're controlled and complacent. In your dress, in your makeup, a pretty face, your mind so clear and so relaxed. And now you slowly just wake up now, still thinking of thoughts of yourself with your cock encaged. Your flowing dress, your mind overtaken with feminine bliss. It feels so good, and it just feels so natural. It'll feel so natural when you wake up to slip on a skirt to apply your lipstick. The more you do it, the more habit it becomes. And it just sticks in your mind. And it feels so good as you just slowly wake up now. Your eyes slowly opening. Your eyelids feeling lighter and lighter as you feel the urge so strong to make yourself so pretty and so feminine. Just slowly release your body, becoming so awake and so energized as you find yourself exiting trance. And you see yourself as a girl rather than as a man. You just want to get up to put on lipstick and just to see how beautiful you will feel, to see the transformation. Aren't you so curious to see how you'll look as a sissy girl?